And now, in other news, let's go to California. High temperatures and dry conditions continue to fuel fires in the southern part of the state today. The worst-hit area was Carlsbad, 30 miles north of San Diego and home to the Legoland Amusement Park. A condo complex and several homes and businesses were damaged or destroyed. But the focus today is on the fires in the city of San Marcos, also north of San Diego. Residents have been evacuated, and California State University has canceled its weekend commencement ceremonies. Joining us now is Robert Scott with the San Marcos Fire Department. He's stationed at the Incident Command Center there. And Robert, the fires hit San Marcos pretty late yesterday evening. What's their current status?
That's correct. The fires hit us around 3:30 this afternoon. The fire started just a couple of acres and has grown to over 700 acres at this time and continuing to burn and grow in intensity.
Now, San Marcos, I believe, has issued mandatory evacuations. Have residents been following that order?
That's correct. We did issue, we started with mandatory evacuations yesterday about 4:15 p.m. Some of the residents that mandatory evacuated several hundred residents into the over a thousand, couple of thousand, and some residents have chosen to evacuate and some have chosen to stay in their homes. Unfortunately, there's been no injuries to any residents or any firefighters at this time.
So far it's primarily property damage.
That's correct. We know we've lost three homes and a couple of outbuildings and damage to a couple of other homes, but we don't have an accurate count because of the smoke conditions and the terrain and some of the difficulty in accessing some of the areas where some of these homes are.
And as we understand it, windy conditions were a major factor yesterday in whipping up these fires. How are the wind conditions today?
The wind conditions today are a little bit less. You know, yesterday, the last couple of days, we've been seeing wind 20 to 35 to 45 miles per hour later into the evening. Today, the winds are probably in the 15 to 20 range or a little lower, but they're expected to pick up.
And we've read that these hot and dry conditions are unusual for May. It's weather more common for later in the year, like October. What do you think residents should expect later in the year?
I think, in my humble opinion, this is going to be a bad year for wildfires. I think homeowners need to remain vigilant and expect the unexpected, and keep their defensible space and have an evacuation plan and follow it.
That's Robert Scott. He's a division chief with the San Marcos Fire Department. Robert Scott, be safe, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.